the last words, the last session will be reserved for our authors. We had invited them already to think about a couple of questions we might want to ask, and these questions were related to the experience of being translated. Being translated means gaining a new audience, an audience all over the world. The first question that results from this statement is, what effect does this have on writing? For you, Johannes.
I've
lost my device. Sorry.
Take mine. Okay. Yeah, this is mine while I
yeah.
När jag skrev min första bok så hade jag inga läsare i mitt huvud. Så som jag tänkte, jag skrev till ingen. Så skriver jag en bok och får en massa läsare.
Sorry, could you please switch to English, because we lost the Swiss,
okay, sure.
the Swedish translator on the way.
So when I wrote my first book, I felt as if I didn't have any readers. I was writing a sort of magical innocence of not really understanding that somebody's going to read these poems. And then it's published, and I get readers. And suddenly I realize that people are going to read the book, people that I know I'm going to read this book, which is eye-opening, but also can be restrictive. You know, it can sort of close down a sense of freedom that you have when you write. But what happens when you translate it is, at least for me, I get a little bit of that freedom back, because now it's going to be people that will read my book, that will read my stories, read my words, that I will never meet, that are sort of removed one step, you know. So I think that's a difference that I've noticed with this latest novel, which is the first one to be translated, really.
We have been talking with Michael Krüger, one of the outstanding writers in Germany, one of the outstanding publishers, who is an enthusiastic reader of your novel. So we have this effect here. You have readers all over the world, enthusiastic readers. Does this has any effect on your writing, the idea of readers abroad?
I don't think it affects the way that I approach any particular piece of writing, but I mean it's a great idea.
Yeah.
The idea that one is being read in other cultures, in other societies, it's a kind of exciting idea. I think if I think of how important translated books have been in my reading, I'm sure that more than half the books I've read in my life have been in translation.
Yeah.
And so I think my own tastes as have been formed by that possibility, and the idea that that there's a kind of an entire field of versions of things and transformations of things that all go as one, you know, one body of work. It's a great idea.
Grammatically spoken, being translated is a passive construction. Your text becomes an object. What are the challenging experiences attached to this? And what should those who are involved in this process be aware of?
I've worked for many years as an editor, so I'm quite used to the idea that the text is kind of separate from me. The idea that the text goes out into the world and becomes an independent construct, and that the relationship from then on is between the reader and the text is quite a kind of I think it's kind of habitual attitude for me. I think what working with the translator does, in a way, it sometimes restores that relationship, especially if you work with a translator on a book that you wrote 10 years ago. You know, you've kind of lost touch with it. Mm. And what happens when you have to work quite closely again with the text is that you're forced to deal with it again. And it can, I find that can be quite awkward and quite a difficult thing to do. And also, I think the things that, you know, one of the things that I find kind of difficult about the relationship, as much as I enjoy it, is that translators are often asking the question, what exactly do you mean by this? And the fact is, I think for many writers, you don't know exactly what you mean a lot of the time. That's why you write fiction. And so that's an interesting thing to negotiate, because you're forced to think through things where you know you've been looking in the other direction, or you know you've been fudging something for yourself because you don't want to deal with it. And the translator comes along and says, well, it can't be that and that. It must be, I have to make a choice. You know, it's got to be one or the other. So I find that interesting and challenging.
Shmuna, you and your negotiator, if not to say your translator, were awarded tonight. Although you picked another question from the list, may I ask you, which elements of the collaboration of you and your translator could be part of an ideal model of transnational or transcultural exchange?
First of all, I agree a lot what you just said. It's so correct. It's very true. I think it's again to quote Jean-Paul Sartre, it's l'étanissant. It's being. It's not finished yet. When I wrote in 2010, Assommons les pauvres, and it got published in 2011, I really didn't know that it will make such a reaction. It will get such reactions from the critics, from the readers, and all. And after that, when the translation started in German, Italian, we didn't have much discussion. But in German, Lena, she used to send me thousands of questions. And it was for me like, oh my God, I didn't know why I wrote this and in which state of mind. I can vaguely remember that it was a state of mind, actually. It was a totally enough subconscious, but it's a kind of flow. It's like water, or this beer is coming out, pouring. The words come out from you, and you really don't know how to explain those stuff. But then, when you answer these questions, it actually becomes a paratext. It's a two-way side. It's like a danger to be understood, to be criticized, or to be analyzed in one particular point of view, that is a translator's point of view. But then it opens the whole possibilities of all the discourse, and the text goes beyond the frame of the book, and we share first between translator and the writer, then with the editing house and publishers, and then with the audience, and it goes on. You know, it's very interesting what you did today. It's a deconstruction and reconstruction of our text. It shows that we can carry on paratexting our own text and understand. It helps me understand my own text, actually, my own thought process. And so many people, when they ask questions, you know, it's so interesting that I have to think twice. I have to think, actually, you know. And it's very interesting, very enriching intellectually for me to answer these questions and carry on the conversation and the collaboration.
I don't know whether you had the opportunity in advance to read each other's books. Maybe they aren't translated in each other's language so far, but I can only encourage you to do so, because there are very close ties of your books, you know. Yours about your father migrating to Sweden, your book about migrants from Bangladesh, the second part of your book, a key role in that second part is a refugee from Mozambique, doctor who collected the letters. So we have this subject, and my question is, poetically misunderstood, being translated could also refer to a being which is translated. In what way can a text be regarded as a being? And what happens to that being if it migrates from one culture, one frame of reference to another?
We can talk about two identities in being. First of all, the book, the text, and then the writer, you know. I think somehow it's more comfortable, interesting, enriching to discuss about the book only and to give it any light, any direction you want, because all the questions, all the readings are legitimated. There is no wrong readings, actually, even from the wrong side, because it is contributing in some way to open the discussion, to carry on the discussion. So I think I'll be very happy to have the discussion, the paratexting going on my book. But when it comes to me, myself, as an author, as a person, I think I'm quite sensitive. And it's not that I can't take criticism, but it's just like I feel that I have this urge to put myself in a better light. That's like, I'm not a cruel person, I'm not elitist. I think it's my fault that I can't dissociate time to time the text and the author. It's my duty to dissociate myself, you know, from the text and from others also. Forget about myself. Let's talk about the book only. And whether the author is nice or not, it's not the point, actually. And its text is going on. It's a l'état naissant. It's a being. It goes on. It's not finished yet. And it will be translated in different languages maybe one day. And the discourse will go on. Even the context will change. Today, after 5 years in Germany, the discourse has changed from the discourse I had when it wasn't published in France in 2011. So later on, in another 2, 3, 4 years, in 10 years, maybe the discourse will be different, you know? Me, I think my, like, I'll say something very weird, as usual. It's like I really want to meet aliens, you know? Why I'm saying this? Because, with all these religious and political crises and conflicts, it's such a pity that we haven't discovered a strategy, political ideology, which will be planetary. We are still fighting and killing each other. So for me, all these point of views, political, geopolitical issues, problems, it's somehow I'm seeing like from above, and I'm seeing such a wastage of time, and all these conflicts between the countries and the frontiers, it's such a wastage of time. So, I mean, my next books, or my motto, or my objective, I think I'd love to have this kind of planetary approach in my discourse, you know?
You're familiar to aliens?
Familiar with aliens? Yeah, I mean, it's a sort of strange tangent, but yes, I read science fiction a lot. We talked about that at the talk.
Please approach the microphone to your mouth.
Yeah, sorry. I said I was familiar with aliens because I read a lot of science fiction. But for me, it's a different tangent with the discussion about translation, which is interesting, though. There's something, because my sort of entry to this question is much more personal, in the sense that for me, a book is alive very much to me. I live the book as I write it. It's very much alive, and then it's published, and then it has quite a short life. I don't know what the book market is like in Germany or really, but in Sweden it's quite short sort of news circle for a book. It comes out, it gets reviews, it sells, maybe gets a prize, a couple of prizes, and then this book now, A Storm Came from Paradise, is not dead per se, but even in the sort of people still approach you and say, what a good book, but it is kind of dead. And that story is no longer alive for me. That's not the story I'm consumed with. That's not the story I'm sort of living. You know, it's not the story, it's not the subject, it's not the themes that I'm thinking about and talking to people about and so on. And so what happens when it gets translated is it kind of comes alive again, the book and this story, the story about my father, these artifacts. I went through my box of all these old artifacts that I used when I wrote the book. So to translate the book also brings it back to life in a way, which is a really beautiful thing. And it's a really wonderful experience to hear your book being read in a different language. It's very beautiful, because it is as if it's alive again, and it's a little bit straight alien to you, to go back to aliens. It is as if it's, I thought that was a nice segue, but it's it becomes a little bit alien, and you see it really becomes removed. I think that's what I was getting at with my answer to your first question. It really gets removed from you, and you see, oh, this is the text that I kind of wrote, but at the same time it's not. And so yeah, that's what was my sort of entry point to it.
So I think that's a wonderful hint to the mood and the atmosphere of this day, which was kind of a celebration of the life of books, and discussing with you how your books came about, how much of your experience, how much of your life went into it. I live the book as I write it. For us, it's such a pleasure reading that we live your books as we read it. Thank you very much for coming to Berlin, and I would like to hand over the microphone for some final words. Wir gehen jetzt dann über in den feierlichen Teil des Abends.
Because we will move over into the festive part of the night, and I would like to quote Baudelaire once again: a human being that drinks water only has a secret he wants to hide. Thank you very much.